5 LTD, Bob, thank you for checking. You have a good evening. All right, any other check-ins? Regina, an area? I guess nobody home there either, just our, know your ID. Okay, let's move down here to Fort Cabell. Any further check-ins for Cabell? Right next on the list here is Saskatoon. Any check-ins, Saskatoon? And how about Broken Bill or Cole or Humboldt? Any check-ins?
Look, this is from Humboldt. Lyle, the E5 or Romeo Yankee, and we'll check in Karen, the E5 Bravo in the X-ray. And we're both QRU tonight.
The E5RY there, Dave. Thank you for checking. And we'll also check a V5 BIX. Karen, thank you too for checking. And you have a good evening. All right. Any other check-ins there, Humboldt? that's the end of the Saskatchewan list. Let's go to province here, and let's go to Manitoba again, see if we can check in anybody in Roblin or Swan River, Manitoba.
Multitasking, and every time you called for us, I got I missed it. That happens. I think the last time around, Kevin came up and from his place, and he was talking away here to me. So there you go. Yeah, President. Things done, and working through some technical problems with painting and all that fun stuff. And well, I got my fingers crossed. Maybe tomorrow and the next day we'll have that licked. I'm not going to pull my hair out. There isn't much left, so I'll just keep plugging away. Keep 5 feet deep.
Okay, Ken, thanks for checking here. Yeah, no, we're stuck here. Yeah, I was just wondering how your painting's going along there. You had some nice days here anyways, and the wind was down anyway. It's a little warm, but hopefully the paint is going on all right there. Okay, Ken, thanks for checking here. Yeah, good evening.
Yeah, well, I was dealing with bubbles or blistering. Nobody knows the exact answer, why, wherefores, or whatever, but it could be that the initial recommendations weren't right. I should have primed it all with an oil-based paint. And then I could put latex on top of that, because the new oil-based paint is nothing like the old oil-based. And this is a 60-year-old house, and it's got some of that old stuff that in behind that who knows what kind of chemicals are in it. So we could have some stuff coming through. So I've done my last, hopefully, batch of scraping and sanding. I've done a couple times of that. And maybe this will be the end of it. Yeah, I have my fingers crossed. Anyway, you have yourself a good evening. Z5PC.
Okay, Ken, yeah, I think that's what happened to me. Whoops, got sort of like orange peel type of thing, or curling, or whatever you call it. Yeah, the paint underneath, I didn't know what it was, and I used some kind of oil base, I think, and I don't know if I was putting on latex or what. This is years ago. So, yeah, I finally got that straightened out here, a little sanding, and boy, and we're just doing everything outside, or inside, too, so, yeah, yeah. Painting is not my,
checkups from anywhere. At least we don't have the strike from the lightning on the IRLP like they put up with on the HF there a mile over.
Okay, thanks for the...